how'd you call your hogs? Just piggy, piggy, piggy. And believe me, if there wasn't this wild breeding I'm speaking about, them as in grew up in the woods, they wouldn't pay no attention to that. But these hogs, after we had a got our stock law over the county and state, you know, and we went to keeping them up in pastures. Well, when you called them, they believe me, they'd come. You know, they were tame, and they learned that was feed time, you know. Usually they start waiting on you.
You mentioned, did you have to dig holes for the fences and fence?
Uh-huh. Post. We got our own post timber here in this country.
We did it with post hole diggers.
Digging the post hole diggers. Of course, now they have got equipment that you can drill that hole, you know. But I never did own one. I just always dug them with the post hole diggers. With outside fences and cross fences, here I guess I've got, 2 miles, three mm-hmm. fences.
Yeah.
But I never skip a year. I go every year, now let me put it this way. I go through around these fences and put new posts where the weak ones are.
Yes.
Usually I'll get me a hand. I do it all I have since the beginning. Got on that in years. We just got these weak posts, you know. Well, they're weak. We put a new one in there. Last estimation was put on my cedar here on this farm. That's been 15, maybe 18 years ago, they estimated 10,000 close to try to buy it off of them. And so that is still making money, still growing, you know. I've refused 45 cents a post for them.
Huh. This out in front of your house is a
pine.
What?
That tree you saw out there?
No, this stone, this is rock.
That come off the farm here.
It's cobblestone, ain't it?
It's a sand rock. That fence is made out of
rock fence?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, that east fence there was put up in 1929. How many years would that figure out? That was a year before my father was killed. This is 77.
The east fence, right?
The south fence was put up in 29. The east fence was built about 2 years later.
Now, this road out in front of your house, is it always been?
Just like it is now.
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, it was worse. I can remember when they worked it. The only road work we had was with team graders, you know, pulled by teams.
Well, now it's got rock on it, at least. Did they put that rock on it?
Yeah, they're what called gravel. If it gets too rough, the judge put the gravel truck out here, you know, and put a few loads of gravel around where the rough places is.
The judge?
County judge, yeah.
But it's just a red dirt?
It's what's called clay with some sand in it.
What kind of soil do you have here, son?
I have, some of it's what you call black, just black dirt. Clay, some of it clay, some of it sand.
Got any buckshot here?
No. Very little buckshot on this one.
Certainly wouldn't have any gumbo, right?
No, huh? I've got a half a mile here on the creek on the north side of this farm. a lot of the land there, when the creek gets over it, it settles on it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just where it settles, it makes your land better, you know.
Mm. Creek, that's just a kind of a...
Well, we call it a creek. It's, I saw it from hill to hill. In the 52 years I've lived here, I saw it quit running one time. That was in 1934, the worst drought that I ever had.